Yo, Linda Wood. Welcome back to another episode of That Sass Cast. You already know who it is. It's your boy Div. And next to me, I got that lovely Lauren. And you already know who we sponsored by, That Sass Office. Come through. We love you. Lauren, how are you? Especially after Thanksgiving break. What's up?
Dev, I have not recorded a podcast with you for at least a couple of weeks.
It's been a hot minute.
I know. It was very sad. I mean, you and Alexia did amazing. And me and Alexia did amazing.
For real.
I just missed talking to you.
Yeah, it was kind of lame. I was sitting there in my room like, bro, can I go back to work, please?
Exactly. When you came, I was so excited. I jumped out of my chair and gave you a big old hug.
When I decided to jump out of the chair, I said, Lauren. With a whole person in front of us, I was like, okay, it works.
It was my friend. She was okay.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, if I would have known that, I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
Her name's Alyssa. She's a freshman stage manager. She was there to take a test, and we were talking, and then I saw you, and I jumped up, and I gave you a hug. She was like, okay.
Fair.
But anyways, okay. Yeah, back to the Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So I am originally from Nebraska, but my mother is originally from Colorado. So we went to Colorado to go see our family.
Okay.
And my family actually owns a ranch on Colorado. In Colorado?
Yeah.
That was sad. In Colorado. And we have, we used to have horses, pigs, chickens, and cows. Due to Colorado being in a drought,
Okay. We're
actually selling the ranch.
Wait, they're in a drought right now?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even notice.
Oh, Colorado's in a huge drought.
I didn't even know that.
Well, hasn't been as much snow, and without that snow, there's not enough water to feed. So
True. There's
more animals coming down to the river.
Right.
Because there's not enough water in the mountains themselves.
Okay.
So.
That makes total sense, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a huge drought in Colorado, so we're selling a ranch. And anyways, my dog, I have a 6-year-old Doberman.
Mm-hmm.
Named Berlin, and she's been to the ranch, but she lives in the city.
Okay.
So when she is driving in a car, and all of a sudden, what are those big squirrels?
Oh my god!
Also known as a cow and a horse, but she was freaking out.
Oh god!
The first time she saw a goat, that was so funny. She was so confused. And she was like in the car running back and forth like, let me get the squirrels. Let me get the big squirrels. Let me get the big squirrels. And I was like, Berlin, if you get the big squirrels, they will hunt you down and kill you.
Pretty much.
And she got out.
Okay.
So my mom has her constantly tied to her because Berlin lives in the city. She doesn't go out. Like all the ranch dogs,
they
know to go home. They know. They're like, we have it better at home. My dog's a dummy. She thinks, you know what? There's a big field. Let me go run. We'll see what happens.
Right.
So she gets out, and me and my mom, it is pitch black in Colorado.
Nope.
It is cold. We are running around this ranch trying to get my dog. My dog thinks it's a game. She's barking at the cows, barking at the horses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this dog's about to get trampled by some horses. And I was like, come on, Berlin. You got this. Just come here.
No.
Luckily, my family and I trapped her, and we were able to grab her. But, yeah, no. It was a lot of just us running to go get her.
It was a little doozy.
Yeah. But the food was awesome. So there's that.
Oh, God, man. Thanksgiving food ain't never missed ever in my entire life. Kenya always whip it up.
What's your favorite food?
It got to be a side. It got to be green bean casserole. I ain't going to lie.
I love green bean casserole.
Man, my roommate hates it, though.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, we were talking on Wednesday about it, like, right before, and what we were going to do, because he had his homeboy, Eli, who plays soccer down in Texas, come back up home, and his mom invited him over. And we were talking about it. He was like, man, I don't know if I can do that green bean casserole, bro. I was like, what you mean? He's like, man, I hate that.
Yeah, my family, like, looked up the most hated Thanksgiving foods, and that's, like, number two, but I love it.
Like,
I think
real?
It's so good.
Yeah.
What's the first one? Cranberry?
Probably cranberry.
It was something weird. I think cranberry was on there, though.
Oh, God, yeah. Cranberry got to
be
on there.
Oh, my gosh. We have mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And so that's one of my favorites.
Okay.
But my grandmother made a turkey. Mm. My mom made a ham. And so we had, like, both turkey and ham.
Fair.
Which was really good. But I loved once everyone was gone mm-hmm. and you got some of those rolls and you put turkey and you put mashed potatoes God.
Yeah, you
and
just
gravy.
Make a little sandwich with it.
Oh, it was nice. So good.
And like a little pocket.
Exactly. And oof. I ate that. I told my family I was hibernating like a bear. I was just going to eat like a billion calories for that one day.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't going to eat for the next 2 weeks because I didn't want to eat campus food.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
My leftovers were done in 2 days. I ain't going to cope.
Well, that I took had me to a big leave, plate. So I didn't have any leftovers.
Man, they could have shipped you some.
Yeah, no.
It's all right. Fair enough.
I don't
enough.
Think turkey would be good shipped, and especially because with the mailing issues, it could take weeks.
Yeah, no, true. Put in some styrofoam, get it wrapped up.
Put some dry ice in there.
On God? Can never go wrong. You can never go wrong, but it's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, with us today, we have Michaela Overton. Michaela, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to see you good. Another Thanksgiving, for real. I'm thankful for that one.
Mm-hmm. It was nice to have a break and be at home for a few days. Just not have to worry about school.
True.
Yeah. Well, in Colorado, there's like crappy Wi-Fi and crappy cell service.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Dang. Come on, Colorado.
There's mountains.
Yeah, but I'm like, you would at least take that into consideration, though. Like, yeah, we got mountains everywhere around our city. Why not get some excellent cell service in it, too, you know, like since we're paying $1,000 for people to live in apartments there, too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they live on a ranch, so, like, Wi-Fi isn't as important to them as the rest of us.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. So. You're right on that one.
Yeah, but... Yeah, no. Wi-Fi was not there, not super well. So most of the time, I stayed off my laptop and my iPad and my iPhone.
Oh, okay.
That's nice, though.
It
is. To have, like, a break and just not worry about all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think about being back for 2 weeks, though?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
I'm like... It is Monday, and I am losing my mind.
Literally, I can't zone in.
No, I keep getting emails. And emails and emails and messages. And I'm like, can we just take a break? Like, I need.
Yeah, it made me just want to, like, be, like, last year we stayed home after Thanksgiving. So it made me just, like, want to be, like, done.
Right.
You know?
Yes. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to sit here.
But now we just have finals.
Yes.
Oh, my God, dude.
See, here's interesting. So at UNL, University of Nebraska-Lincoln, they have dead week. So dead week. Okay. Is basically a week that there is no class, no homework, no assignments.
Mm.
You just go for a week and study for finals, and then there's finals.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's what we need right there.
We need that.
We need that. That would be solid.
20 assignments due, and then you have finals.
For real.
I'm about to lose my mind.
Like, I had, like, for the span of, like, when I was going to, like, now, I've had, like, 4 proposals to do. Like, all on paper.
Dang.
I'm like, yo, can we hold up for a minute? Like, I'm good.
There was a project I had to do for psychology that was due yesterday. I just didn't do it. I know.
Hey, no, I feel you.
I can't.
I feel you completely because I just be here just, like, on my PC at home, like, yo, I don't even want to touch my desktop.
No.
Like, I'd rather just go watch a movie. I ain't gonna
exactly. It is Christmas.
I'm going to catch a Christmas movie.
I want to watch a million Hallmark movies and just do that for all of December. But
man.
I have finals and tech week, and I just want to cry.
You have tech week this week?
Yeah.
I don't know who
That's really crazy.
I don't know who made that decision. I think because of scheduling, they're like, this is our only option. We're also doing it in the LUCC.
No
which
way.
Which is like the cultural center.
Yeah, down the street.
And... We haven't done a performance there for years.
Yeah, years.
So most of us are like, we don't know what we're doing. Like, that's...
well, why are you guys doing it there?
The music concert's in the main stage, and then there's a bunch of stuff in the black box. So it was our only option. So...
Dang.
Yeah, no. This week will be consisting of me being, like, half here and half, like, wanting to die. It'll be great.
We'll see what's up. We'll see how you do at the end of the week.
We'll check in.
I'll be like, is Lauren half corpse by the end of the week? Nah, she still got her leg on.
I'll post an update on the Instagram announcement for the tutors and be like, FYI, Lauren is still alive in case anyone's wondering.
But I come through for all your testing needs and tutoring, but if you really want to know, Lauren's alive. Just speaking.
Just to let you know. Oh, all right, God. So, Kayla, I wanted to ask you, like, can you tell us about yourself? Because most people do not know who you are. You are, like, even as a tutor, when people come, they're like, hey, Michaela, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. Let's get to homework.
Literally.
Can you just introduce yourself, like, where you're from, what your major is, if you're a part of any groups here at Lindenwood? Just let people know who you are.
Yeah. So I'm from O'Fallon, Missouri, which is, like, 20 minutes away from here. Mm-hmm. My family recently moved to a little bit further away, like a half an hour, so just, like, further out in O'Fallon. So not far at all, very close. I've known what Lindenwood was, like, for a long time just because it's around where I grew up. I am a sophomore, and I'm a double major in psychology and dance. So whenever I tutor, I mostly tutor psychology stuff and, like, statistics because that goes along with psychology. I am a part of the Catholic Student Union here and Synergy, the dance club, and then Psy-Chi. And I'm also in Tri-Sigma. So a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. I didn't know you were part of the Catholic Student Union.
Yeah, I didn't know.
We already interviewed them
for the
Christmas episode.
Nice.
But I didn't know you were a part of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My friend Grace, she told me she was being interviewed. I was like, oh my gosh, I work with her. So that's fun.
Yeah. No, that episode will be released on the 23rd or 24th of December.
Cool.
I don't even know how you did it the last one. I don't even know because you were away. I was like, you didn't have the flash or anything. I was like, how'd she do this? It's magic.
Oh, you mean the first year councils?
Yeah. That was crazy.
I had our boss send it to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when I go home, I will just have the flash drive with me.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then I'll just upload it to that.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I was like, dang. Because I was just looking before our debacle here today, and I was like, oh.
It's posted.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
I'm telling you, the episodes will always be posted on Thursday between 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Nice.
True.
Exactly. It's called consistency. Unless I'm dead or in the hospital.
Hey, you could be out for 2 weeks like I was, man.
Hey, I already got COVID.
Bored out your mind. Man, sucks.
Yeah, I know. I was in the hospital.
Lauren, that's even worse. I can't. I was like, I thought about it like that first night, and I was like,
you know what I just found out?
What?
My cousin got COVID, went to the hospital. Mm. No one... My entire family failed to mention it to me.
Oh, my
gosh.
Talk
about bad communication. Oh, my gosh. My family doesn't understand the importance of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything I tell my grandmother, she thinks is gossip.
No.
And it's hilarious. She's like, oh, was I supposed to tell people that? I'm like, yes. No. Grandma.
That's funny.
Yeah.
She's supposed to tell people that?
Yeah, she thinks everything is gossip.
I love it.
It's
I love it.
So funny.
I love it.
I know. So.
All that note. Don't. I want to ask you a question. My main thing I want to ask is, like, what do you get out of, like, tutoring? Like, when you sit down with, you know, these plethora of students,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know their background, like, they don't know yours, and you're supposed to, you know, work on, you know, this assignment with them. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you get out of it? You know what I'm saying? Besides, you know, work
and money.
Right. Basically. Yeah.
Yeah, so I have always had a personality that I really like to help people. Mm. So I think for me, one of the main reasons, like, I was interested in tutoring is because I like helping people.
Yeah.
So it's, like, a good feeling to know that, like, I'm able to help them, like, understand their assignment better and understand their class material better. Mm. And just, like, knowing that I was able to help someone is just something that I enjoy, I guess.
Yeah.
With my psychology degree, I eventually want to do, like, counseling. So working one-on-one with people and, like, helping them with things mm-hmm. is something that I'm interested in. So it's, like, a really good experience, too, for me to, like... It's not the same thing as, like, therapy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, the same type of thing in that, like, I'm sitting one-on-one with people and, like, helping them through something. Not the same type of thing, but, you know.
Yeah, the same, like, situation.
Yes. Yeah. It's a good experience with that, too, just to, like, be with people of different backgrounds and that kind of thing. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like, I even talked to some of the people who, you know, I work the front desk, like Dev does.
Right.
And we say, oh, hey, what are you here for? And they're like, tutoring. And we're like, okay, great. And then I ask, hey, how did the tutoring session go? And they're like, awesome. I think I'm going to do great on this test. Or, you know, thank goodness for Michaela because she's helped me pass my class. Like that.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, granted, it doesn't deal with, like, how are you feeling? Like,
right,
what can I do to make you?
Yeah, but it still helps. Yeah. It still is, like, a helping, not profession because it's, like, a part-time job, but just like a job that helps others.
Exactly.
So I think that's what I like about it most.
Yeah.
So how did you hear about tutoring? Like, what did you just do it through Workday, or what? How did you get introduced to tutoring? And why did you decide you wanted to be a tutor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of my professors last year, MNL, she works in the psychology department. Mm. She had emailed me about a job with one of the other student worker positions, but I couldn't do that one because it was like really psychology focused. So it was a cool opportunity, but it was 20 hours a week. And since I'm a double major, it like just doesn't work with my schedule. Tutoring's 15 hours a week. So it works a lot better and it's open a little bit later. So that helps too. But then she had been like, okay, don't worry about that because I also want to recommend you for this tutoring job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she just knew that, a slot for a psychology tutor was open, so she had recommended me for the position. And from there, one of the people who worked in the office just contacted me. We had, like, a little chat, like, interview-type thing about what it would be like.
Right.
And it was that was over the summer, and I decided I wanted to do it because I thought a student worker position would be really nice just because then I don't have to leave campus. I have a busy schedule, so, like, being able to just be here and not have to go drive somewhere else. It would just work a lot nicer with my schedule. And yeah, I thought it would be a cool opportunity because in tutoring psychology, I'd be like kind of continuously going over some of the things that I'd learned. So that would help like kind of reinforce it for me too.
Right.
And I knew that it would also be something that would look good to employers that like, oh, I knew this information well enough that I was able to, like, help others learn this information. I thought it would be a good thing on a resume. And,
exactly.
like, also, like I said before, I just like to help people. So it just seemed like the right fit for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a straight up, like, good balance between the two. Yeah.
So a question I always wondered about the tutors was, you know, we are students. And so we're not, like...
Mm-hmm.
We don't have our doctorate in psychology.
Right.
For real.
We don't have our master's in physics.
Mm-hmm.
So when students come to you and say, hey, I need help with my homework, and you're not able to answer some of their questions,
mm-hmm.
how do you approach that situation? Do you give them information you do know and say, maybe this can help you?
Mm-hmm.
Or how exactly do you handle that situation if you're not able to exactly answer the question that they have?
Yeah, so it's really nice for a few of the classes that I'm, like, set to tutor for because some of those professors have put me in the Google Classroom. Or not Google Classroom, I'm sorry, the Canvas shell. And so I'm able to see, like, the documents. So, like you said, like, I don't remember everything about statistics,
right.
but I have my statistics notes. So when I don't know, I'm able to look back on those, and that's really helpful because my statistic notes were really, like, detailed.
Mm-hmm.
That helps me, and... That's just something that I kept. And then for the other classes that I'm in the Canvas shell for, sorry, I'm able to, like, sometimes look at those documents and see kind of the notes and try to figure it out from there. But, yeah, when I don't know something, usually I'll just be like, hey, like, if we can't figure out a statistics problem,
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, hey, I'm really sorry. Like, we'll work through it, try to figure it out. Sometimes I'll look up, like, some stuff on the internet and see if I can figure it out from, like, some page from there. But if not, I'll usually just kind of tell the student, like, maybe this one will be a good one for you to ask your professor, email your professor about, because I'm not really sure exactly how to help you with this one. yeah, that can be like frustrating sometimes because like I feel bad if I don't know how to like help them.
Right.
But yeah, if I don't know, I'll usually try to like, if they ask a question I don't know, I'll try to look it up. And if I can't figure it out from there, that's where I like usually redirect them to their professor. Not for everything, but just for, you know, a couple specific questions.
Mm. Well, I think it's also better to just say, like, with the knowledge I have, I cannot help you. Because mm-hmm. you don't want to be like,
yeah. right.
oh, I know, and then just completely leave them off track. Right. Like, mm-hmm. if I were to tutor someone in, mm-hmm. like, physics, I'd be like, okay.
I can't do it.
1 + 1 = 2. Nope. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. Man.
Yeah. There's I mean, gravity. Sometimes people right. come in and they're just...
Wait, is that physics?
Yeah, you're right. Gravity.
Oh, really? What is...
Physics is a lot, bro. When you, like, gravitate into, like, physics and that part of science, it gets real, like, tangible and real, like, iffy.
Tangible? Yeah. Using big words.
Girl. You're right. I still reset my mind over break. I ain't gonna lie. But I do like how you put it. Like, when it, like, the response to, like, overall still trying to problem solve it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, still give you a response like, yeah, I could possibly, like, we could have figured this out, but I feel like the actual source where it came from mm-hmm. is the right place to go. I feel like the way you put it is, like, straight up, like, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
It's like, we couldn't get it. It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah, and it usually doesn't happen on every question, so it's mm-hmm. not, like, the end of the world. But, yeah, sometimes it's just, like, we sit there for a while, and I'm like, okay, at this point, I know I'm not going to be able to figure this one out for you. Mm-hmm. Let's, like, you know, ask your professor. I'm sure that they could help. Or, yeah. you know, sometimes they might be able to ask another student in the class. But I feel like as long as we're, like, getting somewhere, that's, mm-hmm. like, better than not coming to tutoring at all.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel you. Like, I also didn't know, like, you guys can, like, get their documents of, like, what they, like, do. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm only in it for, like, a few of the psychology professors' courses. Oh, okay. And I think I don't know if that's something that other tutors get
mm-hmm.
for other courses. I'm not sure if it's just because I've had those professors, so they were like, oh, we're going to put you into this.
Right.
I don't really know, but it's really helpful.
Yeah, straight up. I feel mm-hmm. like there should be, like, a straight up, like, program or website where you can, like, as, like, tutors can go on there and, like, get their notes
mm-hmm.
and be, like, especially from, like, the faculty and themselves of the university.
Right, right.
So, like, yeah, I'd definitely like to see something like that.
So, speaking of, like, what we wish Lindwood did,
mm-hmm.
Are there any improvements you think Lindwood could do to make tutoring for you and for students better?
And I'll bounce off that afterwards.
Yeah, okay.
It would be really nice, like, in general, I mean, I haven't really asked about this, so I'm sure it might be possible,
mm-hmm.
but it'd be really nice for some of those courses that I'm not in the Canvas shell for to be in there, especially for, like, when people come for, like, algebra, and I haven't taken it since high school, and sometimes they'll just have, like, most of the tutors, I think, took it in high school, so it's not, like, on any of our, like, portals,
yeah.
but sometimes they'll, like, have someone come in and be like, hey, can you help with this? I'm like, probably, like, we'll see what I can do.
Right.
It would be nice for stuff like that to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, like, get notes from a professor so that I can better help them, I guess.
Like a rough reference?
Yeah, like okay. a reference. Because, like, once I look at the notes from my statistics course that I took,
yeah.
I'm easily able to be like, oh, I remember how to do this. But that knowledge is not, like, constantly stored in my brain because yeah. I'm not constantly using it.
Yeah,
so.
It's not locked up in there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I feel like that would be very helpful, and not even just, like, for tutors, like, this year, but even in years later
mm-hmm.
because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, even as, like, not a tutor, some of the classes, I'm like, I completely forgot. But, yep. like, if I get a reference, I'm like, oh, right, now I know.
Right, like, yeah.
My basic statistics class, if you gave me some assignment to do, I'd be like, but if yep. you showed me those notes, I'd be like, all okay. right, I know the answers.
Mm-hmm.
But without those notes, oh, Lord, no. Would True. Not pass that assignment.
Yeah, I'm saying when it comes to, especially basic stats, like you were saying, like mm-hmm. how psych and basic stats tie into each other. Because mm-hmm. I take sociology.
Uh-huh.
And we had to take, basic stats as well. And then we also have to do like the behavioral stats.
Yeah, yeah, the behavioral science statistics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that one's harder.
Yeah,
for sure. That's one of the ones I'm in the like Canvas for, so I'm able to see some of the those like notes documents, which is really helpful.
Man, I'm telling you.
Can that be? Is that a gen ed?
No, it's like a. I think it's a level 3, or a level 4.
I think it's 3.
Yeah, I think it's a level 3.
I need another math gen ed.
No, it's crazy.
You probably don't want to take that one if you don't have anything to do with behavioral science, to be honest.
Or psych,
it's a little,
It's
a little bit more like challenging since it is.
Yeah, and it makes you take it with a basic research methods class.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pass.
It's crazy. It's not bad at all. It's just an interesting course that can be kind of fast if you don't get it straight up. Yeah.
And it's probably an 8-week course, which I don't do well mm-hmm. with.
And it's in person. So
actually, I do well with in-person. I'm having a hard time online classes.
Okay.
Because
I love online.
I took a test for my psychology class.
Okay.
And it was like, what type of learner are you?
Yeah.
I'm an auditory learner.
Mm.
Oh, you were talking about this, yes.
Yeah, and so the issue with online classes is there's like barely any auditory learning mm-hmm. that happens. It's all through readings and discussions.
True.
Right.
And I just, my worst learning ability is reading and writing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's hard.
That's definitely how I feel sometimes.
I mean, I'm doing so well on my marketing class, but those tests.
Really?
Oh, yeah, my marketing class.
Mm-hmm.
But those tests, not going well. Mm. Because, like, during my quizzes, I have my slideshows open so I can, like, control F and be like, okay, I don't understand this one. Let me just control F.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, on the midterm, I got a D because I didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't learn
from
just reading, no matter how hard I try. It is not something I can do. And my one of my classes that I'm taking for my nonprofit minor is all online. And it is the first class you have to take. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I just, my brain's not equipped to
I get that. Because, like, whenever I'm in class and, like, having a discussion with someone, I feel like it sticks a lot better just because you're, like, hearing it from someone. You're able to, like, I don't know, you remember things that happened in your class and it, like, helps it stick more. So that can be really hard. And it, like, gets you more engaged.
Fun fact, on my U.S. history test, I memorized multiple lyrics from Hamilton.
Wait, for real?
I did.
I'm sorry, that's the most Lauren thing I've ever thought to happen.
It was, I might have been like, all right, singing the song, and then be like, okay, now I know. But,
that's funny.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Lauren, I see you out here.
Yeah, no, it was, like, I just am an auditory learner.
Only, I've never had a friend this, because I'm visual. Like, you draw it up, like, I'll get it in, like, 2 minutes. I'm like, okay, I think that circle goes right there.
Yeah.
That triangle goes right there. Yeah, she had a square nose. Like, you know what I'm saying? I pick up on key things.
Yeah, it's interesting also, like, with tutoring is, like, when I'm trying to explain stuff to people, I feel like you have to kind of figure out, like, what's the best way that they learn it, too, like what you guys were talking about. Like, sometimes it can just help for someone to explain it instead of just reading it.
Mm.
And some people, I feel like maybe I'm a visual learner in some ways because sometimes I'm like, no, you got to just, like, I show it and I feel like that will help. Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting because some people pick up on different things, and I feel like that's something you have to learn as a tutor, too, is, like, how is the best way to go about it.
I got you. Do you ever feel like you're not, like, necessarily a teacher, but, like, in some form...
teaching them?
Yeah, in some way, like, educating in a different way than actual, like, physical, you know, professors, teachers.
Yeah, I definitely feel like that especially when they're, like, I just really don't understand this concept, then I feel like I have to, like, really explain it and take, like, the steps to get there. And usually, once we take it slower, they can get it.
Right.
But I think it's just because the courses go fast. Definitely, I feel like that.
Okay. Especially, when you say about that, especially with those online classes, because they can be, like, 6 to 4 weeks, and then you can just pile some. They might have a long syllabus, but they can only pile in, like, what, 5 assignments, six, call it a day.
I think it's important, like, for people to understand what type of learner there are. Like, I really do think that by taking, I don't know what the test is called, mm-hmm. but if you literally just search like learning test or like reading or mm-hmm. whatever test,
mm-hmm.
you can figure it out. Because once I realized I'm an auditory learner, my classes were way easier because mm-hmm. I said, okay, this doesn't work, or I need to work on this mm-hmm. in order to understand this concept, but I learn better through auditory. So like my book for my marketing class,
mm.
I listen to it.
Okay.
Do I find the man's voice absolutely annoying? Yes.
They all are.
Like, oh my gosh.
They all are.
I read 3 chapters in one day and I was like, I would punch this man if he was next to me because his voice is so annoying at this moment.
Yo.
But, you know, I'm an auditory learner, and yeah. that is what works best for me. Mm-hmm. And especially if, like, let's say I schedule an appointment with you for psychology. I have a B+ in that class, so I don't need to schedule an appointment with you. But let's say I did, okay? I would come up to you and say, okay, I don't understand this concept. I am an auditory learner. This is how I best learn. Let's do this.
Yeah, that would honestly be like really helpful.
Exactly.
To know now that you guys like that, now that you bring that up, I feel like that would be really helpful to know
mm-hmm.
what type of learner the person is, especially if they need to learn it like quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To be able to know what's the best way to help them.
Exactly. I mean, they yeah. do sign up online, so we could have like a little section, be like, what type of learner are you?
Low-key, I feel like a lot of yeah. people would not fill that out though, to be honest.
Really?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no one would fill that
out. I feel like no one would take the time, if they didn't know already, mm-hmm. I feel like they wouldn't take the time to like take the test, you know what I mean?
Oh, to fill out the homework. So what if what if it was just like a one question thing and they may like know in that instant? Yeah. Like, they've taken it before, because, like, I had to take it back in high school, because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of tests that tell you about your personality mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I took that one. I was like, yeah, I'm a visual learner.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, cool.
I mean, we could, because there are. You could take, like, one little questionnaire, like, and it could tell you. I mean, it's not 100% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
it basically gives you, okay, you are trying to learn how to build a spaceship. Now, would you prefer someone to write down instructions? Would you prefer someone to show you in person how to build a rocket ship? Like, what would be the best way for you to learn a rocket ship? And then you could be like, okay, this means visual, this means auditory, this means written. It's not 100% accurate, but it would give you a better idea, because it's one question,
exactly.
and it's quick and easy.
Yeah.
It's to the point.
Yeah, I also feel like when people are, like, scheduling a tutoring appointment, like, they're probably really busy already, and they probably just want to, like, I wouldn't want it to, like, deter people from getting the help they need, if you know what I mean. Like,
mm-hmm. Could you do it before the tutoring session, though? Like, just be like, 5 seconds, will you fill all this out?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like it could be a cool idea. I don't know if it would always work, but it would be nice to know in some situations, especially if you're, like, tutoring them consistently.
Yeah.
I feel like you would probably learn by working with them.
Maybe something like the mentor program, like, website.
Yeah.
Like, if they made something.
Don't get me started with that website.
Yeah, I know. But, like, if they updated that website to what we were, like, feel it's okay website, mm-hmm. to the point on the tutor aspect, have it shaped like that where they can put in their own personal thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or have the students, you know.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think it's important for, like, everyone to know that, because mm-hmm. you know, it's helped me a lot. Deb, mm-hmm. it's helped you.
Same.
Michaela, has understand what type of learner has that helped you as well?
I mean, to be honest, I don't think I've ever taken that test.
Oh.
But I'm really interested to.
For real. It's actually pretty good.
I can tell when I'm like learning things well and when it's like not working for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, like, understand what you mean by, like, being engaged in a class is, like, really different than sitting there and reading your book.
Right.
But I feel like it's kind of situational in some ways.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. No, go ahead.
So, you know, I've always wondered this because, you know, me and Dev have a very different experience at our office
mm-hmm.
than
mm-hmm.
the tutors do. Because our job consists of creating a podcast, hosting community events.
Yeah.
And in general.
Overall. Watching
hanging out.
That and the front desk.
And the front desk.
Mm-hmm. We love y'all at the front desk.
We do. Oh, my gosh.
It amuses us. Please come through the office. Say what's up. Crack a joke.
Especially when we have especially when we have like tours of Lindenwood. They always
Come through. I always wave.
I always
give them the hey.
First couple of times, I was like, I feel like a zoo animal. But now I'm like, all right, come.
I always get
office.
The mom wave back, bro. I don't know if I feel some type of way or like be chilling. Like, yo, I'm working this front desk, yo. Yeah. Hey, I'm getting them tours through.
Exactly. So, you know, we have a very interesting environment, but like as a tutor, what do you feel Lindenwood's student and academic support services office environment is? Is it like
we be chilling,
healthy, or
we be like chilling?
What
the overall atmosphere?
What is the overall atmosphere in your perspective?
I feel like it's a really good atmosphere. I think it's nice because, I mean, whenever I'm just sitting there, like if I don't have any appointments and I'm just doing my homework, whatever, or even like. Usually when I have my appointments, I'm, like, pretty tuned in to where I don't hear these things. But, like, it's nice that, like, I hear like, several conversations going on in the different offices.
Yeah.
But it's nice to hear, like, all of the appointments people have with the different faculty members and stuff. Like, it just, everything, I don't know, it's just nice to hear, like, students getting, like, the support and help that they need, like how it's, you know, that's literally the name of the office. But but yeah, and I think it's a very like relaxed atmosphere. Like I never feel like, I don't know. I think it's a good atmosphere. It's nice that like students feel so comfortable with the people that they go see on a weekly basis, whatever.
Yeah.
However much they see them, and yeah, I don't know.
I'm good. I always thought we were chill.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty chill.
Oh, God.
My family kept asking me this Thanksgiving. They're like, are you happy with your job? I was like, I have not been to my job in a week, and I am sad. Like, to
For
give
real.
You an idea.
I
was like, I like my job. Like, the people. Shout out to Justin and.
Man, they goofy, man. They are goofballs, but I love them.
I love them.
We appreciate them for real.
Exactly. We have weekly meetings with the what are we called?
We're just basically student workers.
Also. Student worker.
Administrative.
Yeah, assistants. That's the word.
So we have four administrative assistants, and then Brooke and Justin. And most of our meetings consist of us talking about random things. Like one time we had a deep conversation about Taylor Swift's new album.
Nice.
I was not involved. That show was not involved. Oh, me. I let y'all go ahead.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, so I just love our office. So like we've mentioned, we're, you know, it is a week until finals.
Man.
So I don't know about you. I'm losing my mind. But do you have any advice for students who are struggling?
Yes, please.
Before finals? Like, you know, obviously it is a week from finals. So the likelihood of you changing your grade from like an F to an A is very unprobable. That's not a word.
I don't know. It can be much, for,
we
for
know,
now.
We know what you're on.
Yeah. For we get now. What you're saying. Yeah.
Close. On me.
But do you have any advice for students who are worried about finals or who are worried about, like, passing their classes?
Finals. The 6th through the 10th, everybody.
I think my best advice, the first thing that comes to my mind, would just be, like, take a deep breath. Like, do one thing at a time. Like, you can't. Whenever I would get really stressed out when I was younger, my mom would always say, like, okay, just, like, choose one thing. It doesn't matter what it is, and just choose one thing and start there. Like, because I would get so overwhelmed with everything that I needed to do. And if you just choose one thing, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, obviously choose the most important thing at the time, the most pressing assignment or whatever. But just choose one thing, start on it, and just, like, give your attention fully to that for that time that you're working on it. Yeah. Yeah, that would be my best advice, just to, like, take a deep breath and just hone in on those things and, like, know that the finish line is in sight. So just put your best foot forward, even though I know it's like the last thing you want to be doing right now. But, we're almost to Christmas break.
We there.
So I'm guessing binge watching all Santa Claus movies with Tim from Last Man Standing is not a part of that.
I mean, you can save it for afterwards. It can
yeah.
Be, you know
yeah,
saying.
I mean, sometimes it helps me to if I have, like, something that I need to do to give myself, like, a reward in sight. So, like, if I need to finish assignment but I really don't want to, I'll be like, okay, after I finish this, I can go get this, like, treat that I want or go, like, watch an episode of this TV show or give myself, like, a little bit of time with friends. So mm-hmm. something like that is helpful sometimes to me.
Or, like, hey, it is 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm still studying. I will reward myself with a 2-hour bedtime. Like, just
low key.
Yeah,
even
no,
that.
Getting sleep, definitely important.
Yeah, true. And also, give you guys, if you have a chance, give yourself a break.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
binge watch those 3 Santa Claus movies.
Low key, not
on,
like,
Disney Plus.
I mean, if you have to, if not, catch a little video on YouTube. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? Reset
yeah.
your mind.
Yeah.
Real quick. That's all I believe.
Do some yoga.
Low key,
okay.
Yeah.
Get up and move around if you've been studying for
yes,
a long time.
Absolutely.
It gives your brain a break.
Give that blood flowing.
So I do yoga.
Yes.
And there's a yoga.
Before we go.
YouTuber.
Yeah.
Called Yoga with Adrian, and she has a dog with her.
No way.
And so whenever she does YouTube videos of yoga, she has her dog with her, and it's like really nice yoga, and it's from, like, she has episodes for, like, really really big beginners and really really, like, professional yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it is tailored to yourself. So it is YouTube.com. Search
right.
Adrian with Yoga, and go watch her dog. Her dog's name is Benji.
Adrian,
go
yoga.
Do some yoga.
No
nice.
Cap, I thought this was going to go into, like, the dog doing yoga with her. And I was like, the dog
that's
doing
talented.
Downward dog? What? I was like, bruh.
My dog has a perfect downward dog. I do not.
Next level tricks. And you say, and they say you can't keep, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, bro. Teach him yoga. You never
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Well, Michaela, thank you so much for
yes.
being with us today.
No
I know,
problem.
I know with finals, you just got out of your dance class, so you're like, oh, I'd rather eat. So thank you for
yeah.
being here. And
no problem.
Waiting to have lunch.
Yes.
No problem.
Please.
It was nice to be here.
I don't think I'll have time for lunch before class, and that's unfortunate.
Well,
really
grab
fun.
Yourself something quick from the line market.
For real. That's what they're there for.
Can get, like, a little snack.
A little something to drink, too. You can get a little something to drink.
I'll just
a little snack.
Later.
Get some Oreos in a bag or something.
Wait, no. I have my Tech Week bag of snacks. Don't worry. I got some rice cakes.
You know what I'm saying?
You're ready.
You got backups on backups. No need to sweat. See?
There we go.
See? Right? Look, Linda Wood right there is how to use your resources right there. You got yourself a tech bag full of snacks. That right there is efficiency. All right?
It literally is. I spent yesterday, getting bags full of carrots. I bought some fruit. I have apples. I have celery. I have cucumbers. I also have blackberries and raspberries.
Yep. On that note, everybody, I'll see y'all later. You already know. It's been your boy, Dev, Lauren, Michaela, here on the Sasscast. And for all and everybody, stay sassy.